What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Mike is in Tom's River starting us off. What's up, Mike?
BT, I love you. And Sal, I love you too. But BT, you're not going crazy enough, if you can believe that. I am a Yankee fan. I go to 20 games a year minimum. The hell with this. Freaking Cashman, freaking Boone, freaking Hal Steinbrenner. You have a team that can't field. They can't field. You have Volpe throwing a ball at Judge's face. I mean, come on. This is embarrassing. You know they're going to get into the playoffs and they won't hit. Everybody knows that. Yeah. Even if they had pitching, you know they're not going to field and hit in the playoffs. It's a disaster. Why can't the Yankee fans band together, fly freaking planes over like the Giant fans, and get rid of Cashman? We will never go anywhere with Cashman. We will never go anywhere, I think, with Hal Steinbrenner. And Boone is just Cashman. He just listens to whatever he says. They don't keep the same lineup. They don't do anything correctly
that
right now.
That drives me nuts.
I feel like I'm the Mets. Help me, BT. Help me.
Did he say, I feel like I'm the Mets?
He did. He slipped that in at the end there. Yeah.
I don't understand what that means. You feel like you're the Mets. The winners of two out of three of this most recent Subway Series. The Yankees had a chance to really stomp the Mets out or at least draw blood this year. And they did not. They let the Mets off the hook. And now we may not see, you know, Mets and Yanks again until next season.
Yeah. I mean, I've never really felt. I always want a Subway Series. I never really felt it this year. I mean,
it sucked that it was on the holiday weekend.
That's horrendous. Horrendous.
Yeah, because normally, now, first of all, it was on weekends, which you'd rather have it during the week so we could watch each game, react to each game.
Yeah.
But when it happens over the course of the weekend, we don't react until Monday. So you see all three games and then react over the course. You watch them on the weekend, then come back in on Monday. So we had that the first time, mm-hmm. although there was much more hype going into the first one than this one. And that's because it was the holiday and because both teams were struggling. But we had some fun out there on Friday and, you know, ahead of the game. But reacting to it would have been better each individual game. But yeah, I mean, it's still a big thing. You know that. The Subway Series, the crowd is lit.
Yep.
The energy's there from the fan bases. It's just unfortunate the way the two teams went in, that it was more about survival this weekend than it was about, you know, dominance or being the top team in town.
Well, we mentioned that. Like, I remember the one thing before, you know, I took a few days off. I remember saying probably 2 weeks ago, hey, guys, there's a chance that, I mean, obviously it's still July, so it's not the end of the season, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
But it will feel deeper and more alarming for the loser of this series if things continue the way they do leading up to the series. Now, the Mets got right in that Brewers series. They got right.
Barely, but it took everything that they had.
But they scrapped through.
Yes.
And you got to give them respect on that. They clawed their way out of what was just a gross performance against Pittsburgh, and the Yankees didn't. Yankees got knocked around in Toronto. You know, they lost divisional supremacy. And we keep talking about Toronto. They're tied with the Rays here. So it's not a two-team race. I really don't know where it's going to go. it just seems like there's more, you know, more stable ground right now in Queens. That's pretty easy to identify.
Yeah, and especially going into the All-Star break with the schedule being what it is, this is tough sledding here for the Yanks. Now, I wouldn't be shocked if they get a little home cooking and, you know, bludgeon the Mariners who can't keep up with them offense.
They got good pitching, Seattle.
Hey, I get it, but this is where the Yankees offense has to carry them here. They need it. They need it desperately here. Seattle and then the Cubs, it is going to be tough. You know, the Subway Series could have just been, all right, well, it stinks losing 2 out of 3 to the Mets. The sweep by the Blue Jays was bad. That's like the wake-up call, the initial wake-up call. If you weren't woken up before that, losing 2 out of 3 to the Mets was like, how the hell did that happen with that pitching? Now it could be actual real danger. While I am saying I still think the Yankees are going to be fine, you know, I'm counting on them winning some games here. You can't go into the break losing winning one of the next six, going 1-5. Like, they got to win some games here. Win these series, you're going to the All-Star break.
Well, they will if Max Fried could pitch every day, which is a big piece of the issue now. That's a big problem.
Well, their bullpen would be concerning to me. Right now, the Yanks are starting to take on that water like the Mets were. I still think ultimately they'll be okay. Let's finish up on the phones. Hank is in Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Hank?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Hank?
If you could give me a minute. If some of this is a reiteration of what you were saying, but if you could give me a minute or so to get it all out. Like, let's discuss why the Yankees are in this position. Why? Defensively. You force Dominguez to play left field instead of putting him in center field where he's played his whole life. You force Jazz to play third base instead of second base where he's really good. And by the way, while we're talking about a defensive lineup, and granted they won yesterday, you said that, and that's fair, but also that during the losing streak and whatever else beyond, these decisions have been made every day. Why is DJ LeMahieu, who can't move at second base instead of Jazz? Why? I have no idea.
But why is he on
the
team?
Version of...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right. Well, I'm going to get to that, Sal. So why is he on the team? He's this year's version of Hicks, Donaldson, Gallo, Sanchez. They continue to force feed Peraza, who's not hitting his weight. I don't care if he's Ozzie Smith. He can't hit. What are they both doing on the team? And when you have six different leadoff hitters, it's like having two goalies in hockey. You don't have a leadoff hitter. Put Dominguez there. Leave him alone. And if you want to DH him, get Stan out the lineup, because I don't think he's hit a home run since he's been back.
He's got one.
Like, it's like coaching a 9-year-old rec team. You put everybody in different spots in the order in the field and see who can play. There's two words to describe the whole conversation. Organizational malpractice. Mm. It's a joke. The laptop says it works, so it'll work.
Good job, Hank.
Hank hit a lot there. He hit a lot there. You know, the reason, let's not lose sight of one very simple thing. The Yankees don't play guys out of position because they're trying to be creative. And they're trying to, like, rearrange the wheel. They're trying to reinvent the wheel. The Yankees consistently play people out of position because there have been mistakes made before that player that they're now playing out of position got there. And somebody else is holding a position that they don't even really want on the team anymore. But because they made a mistake, the new guy they bring in, because they know they had to make a move, if you know what I mean, if you follow that, because they know that they made mistakes, there's nowhere to put them. So
like Jazz last year with Glaber.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
100%. They wanted Glaber to play third. Glaber said no. They want him to play third.
Exactly. Okay, but at least last year you had the excuse. There's no excuse now.
I know.
Like, if I'm saying the Yankees are going to be okay, well, why? There are some things that I would do right now that would tighten things up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
First would be put Jazz at second. Forget third base. It's a hole right now anyway. You might as well fix second base and let third base be the hole that it is. I'd maybe put Peraza there. I just don't want to see DJ.
He can't hit.
I don't care, BT. I'd rather have the defense then. Cut LeMahieu. I want LeMahieu off this team. And I would have Dominguez leading off. I'm not so sure he's going to be a center fielder. I mean, I'm open to it because I know he's not going to be a left fielder, but I would imagine that they don't believe he can play center, which is why he's playing left. But bare minimum, Jazz at second, let third base be the hole until you get a third baseman, and have Dominguez lead off. And if that means having him lead off at DH, I'm fine with that. And go with Grisham, Bellinger, Judge. I'd rather that than Stanton. Dominguez, even as a DH, can do more than Stanton because he can run. So I'd rather that. Get Stanton off the team. Oh, no, you're crazy. His postseason prowess. My ass. It's hurting the team the way that you can build a team.
Can you envision, well, by the way, have you kept tabs on my boy who's doing pretty well?
Oh, Spencer Jones?
Have you seen what he's done?
No, he's getting heating up.
Well,
They moved him up, right?
They moved him up about eight games ago. I'm looking at it now. I just wanted to check it out. He's hitting 375 with an OPS of almost 1,300. He's got four home runs, eight ribbies, and he's got three doubles as well. So, anyway, I mean, what does it mean? It means very small sample. He's at least rewarded the Yankees' belief in him by crushing it at AAA. I don't know. I mean, if you get it, this is nuts because I don't even think he's even close to being ready for Major League pitching. But if this skid continues.
Well, where are you going to put him, though? Wouldn't Lombard be the right move first because you can at least justify having him?
Lombard's too young. I mean, Spencer Jones is at least 24. Lombard is 19.
Right, but you don't have a spot for Spencer Jones.
Well, you do if you start moving people around. If you trade Trent Grisham and you trade, say, Goldschmidt, then you could put Bellinger at first. You can put Jones in left. You could put Dominguez in center. And you can see what you got. I mean,
you want to go real baby bombers.
I mean, I really don't. I want a solution, and I don't really see one right now.
Frank is in Fairfield. What's up, Frank?
Yeah, hey, real good show. A couple of things. I really like Jason Dominguez in that leadoff spot, but they should never bat him righty. Let him bat lefty. Let him learn how to bat lefty pitches and this and that. And the other one is I think a lot of the issues now where they don't play the same lineup is because Stanton came back. And now Rice is not playing. Wells plays every other day. And it seems to be confusing for Boone.
I don't know if it's confusing. It's just
I wouldn't use the word confusing. I would use the word it's not optimal. I mean, again, that's why you get defense on this show, not entirely, but more defense of Aaron Boone than not, because we realize what he is stuck with. And the Yankees, I'm not pinning this on Giancarlo Stanton since he returned, but things were a little more harmonious in terms of a more consistent lineup, which led to a lot more consistent production and a lot more wins. And then, you know, and again, I respect the hell out of Big G. He's great in October, and he's an accountable dude. He's a very great teammate, and I wish he was healthy. He's not. He's old. Can't run.
But even with Dominguez, the idea that we would be saying, well, he can't play against lefties, that's a problem. For a young guy with that potential, the fact that he can't play left field, a trustworthy left field, the fact that he can't hit right-handed right now, those are two big issues for a player that was supposed to be some star player.
One is avoidable, and that's called, I don't know, crazy concept. Put him in the position that he was before he came to the big. So that whether or not he could do it, I think he can, but I'd like to find out. The other thing, too, is it's a small sample. You know, he hasn't faced a ton of lefties from the right side. But because there seems to be some real stuff as a lefty, I'm serious. Like, I know I messed up with Lindor, and I might just have him abandon the right side. If you're not going to be good at something, why not potentially invest more time in something you're showing promise to be great at?
Well, it's either that or you could send him to the minors and let him work on it and really see. That's one option.
I can't do that now. Okay. No way. That would stunt. That would be so unfair to him. He is playing.
But he can't hit right-handed.
But he's hitting lefty like an animal.
Or you have to sit him against lefties.
That's one option.
Or you just abandon it altogether, but you're going to let him learn how to hit left-handers?
Not on the fly in the major leagues.
So
no.
So
I wonder if he's even hit lefties in the minors, lefty-lefty. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I know that he's been in the system since he was 16, and usually you start switch hitting when you're young.
But this is...
Probably didn't even see minor league lefties.
But it's part of player development, BT. That's my point. If he can't clearly play a position, if he can't hit from one side of the plate, you've got to develop him.
Can he play third?
Yeah, exactly. Can Spencer Jones? I mean, can anybody in the Yankee organization? In the entire organization, is not one capable third baseman?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.